You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. One Republican incumbent and two Democratic challengers are with us today, each seeking one of the four open seats on New Hanover County's Board of Education. Each of those seats carries a four-year term. You can ask your own question of the candidates on this Thursday by sending an email to coastline@whqr.org or calling us at 910-343-1138. What issues do you want the Board of Education to consider in the coming years? Joining me now is Democrat Nelson Beaulieu. He served in the Army for 6.5 years as a police officer, later spent time a year in Afghanistan. He holds two advanced degrees, a Master of Arts in History, as well as Political Science from American Military University. He now teaches History and Political Science at Cape Fear Community College. This is his second round seeking political office. 2 years ago, he ran for a seat on the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners. Nelson Beaulieu, welcome to the Coastline Candidate Interviews.
Thank you, Rachel. Good to be back.
Good to have you here. Redistricting, as we know, is the big issue looming for members of New Hanover County's Board of Education. This is all about easing overcrowding in some of the district schools. How would you say the process is going so far, and what outcome do you want to see?
Well, it's certainly been an interesting couple of months as we've looked at the middle schools and the high schools. I would really like to see a policy that I'm calling delayed implementation. We talk about these things in a macro sense, and it would be great to wake up, redistrict, achieve the socioeconomic diversity and the neighborhood schools that we're looking for. But in a micro sense, you know, we're all parents, and speaking as a father, I would not be happy, and I would fight with every ounce of strength in me if they woke up tomorrow and said, your daughters are moving from Blair. That's Blair Elementary School is our family. It's an important part of our lives. And I think the incoming kindergarten, sixth grade, and freshman classes only should be affected. You're not going to solve the overcrowding problem anyway. This is a slower process, but within 6 years, I think we would have a fair, more balanced school system.
Rebecca asks, what do you think are the inherent strengths and weaknesses of neighborhood schools, and how do we mitigate the negative impacts?
Well, I think it is a strength to have a school that is more than a school, that really is. Like I said, Blair's a part of our family. Our friends go there. We look forward to the yearly events. But the drawbacks that you run into are a lack of socioeconomic diversity. Now, the board has stated in their goals and their values that this is something they want to address. And I think they've done a poor job of doing that. The reason I'm supporting something like delayed implementation is it allows public opinion to gradually accept what is overall a very big change.
What do you think the importance is of socioeconomic diversity?
Well, it's hard to quantify, but you know, I think it's about building a New Hanover County, not for the next 5 years or the next 10 years, but for the next 100 years. You know, we're talking about building for generations. And I would like to see a community where everybody has an understanding of the lives that everybody else lives. I think that is an admirable goal. And if it's not something that people want to fight for, then they should just say, listen, that is not something we're interested in. For years, we've been given this false choice of either neighborhood schools or busing all over the community. And I don't accept that. I don't think it's something we have to choose between.
Mary says, I'd like to know your opinion on class sizes in New Hanover County. At Holly Shelter Middle, there's a seventh grade class that has 38 kids in it. They stay together for all classes except electives. How can they learn in this setting? And how can the teachers provide needed instruction?
Well, I don't think that they can provide the needed and necessary instruction in that environment. You know, this is a problem with overcrowding. This is what we're looking at. And, you know, we have more and more people pouring into New Hanover County year after year. And we need to start looking at what the next 25 years looks like in this community and how we start preparing in terms of our bond cycle, what we ask for next year. I think we're definitely looking at building a new middle school, and I also think a new high school is rapidly approaching.
Tiffany writes, one of my main concerns is the fact that neighborhood schools mean segregated schools for our already divided community. Now, we've been talking about this, and you've said you think it's a false choice between neighborhood schools and busing. So what then is the answer?
Well, like I said, there's no perfect answer, but there are ways to improve. We're so small, you can draw lines that are creative, that keep bus times minimal, and that achieve the objectives that we're searching for. And again, it's not an easy process. You can't do it tomorrow. It's going to take some time.
We know that the district's poorer performers also disproportionately impact children of color. High minority, there's a link also between high minority, high poverty schools. What's the answer to the poorly performing schools?
Well, one of the key indicators of school success is a strong PTA. A lot of times when you go into these minority neighborhoods, the parents are working 2 to 3 jobs, and you'll hear sometimes, well, parents don't care. It's not that they don't care. I don't know a parent that doesn't care about their child. It's just time constraints. Home involvement is critical. Money is critical. There's not one magic bullet when it comes to education. I think the link is really about what the parents are able to provide. I've been very fortunate. My wife is able to stay home with our kids. You see the difference. You really see the difference. They're some of the top performing students at school. I'm very proud of them. But that opportunity is not necessarily there for poorer neighborhoods.
We're talking with Democratic candidate Nelson Beaulieu. He is running for a seat on New Hanover County's Board of Education. So what then is the answer when parental involvement is not an option? Let's say it's an economic constraint and it's a single parent and this person has a couple or three jobs. Is that then the responsibility of the school system? And if so, what should the school system be doing?
I would like to see the school system work hand in hand with the community at large to stand up PTAs. It's the parent-teacher association, but it doesn't have to be parents and teachers. It could be involved citizens and teachers. It could be mentors and teachers. I would really like to see our board take a more active approach in schools that are struggling and stand up those PTAs and find out what they need. I've proposed moving the board meetings from a central hall into the school systems to get a different perspective from parents and educators and students themselves and what that school really needs in order to succeed.
What do you think about this preschool options in New Hanover County?
I think they're good. I think Commissioner Sapple has done a really good job in pushing that. I think they need to be better. I think we need to be pushing for universal pre-K for all of our students. It's not just about what they learn. It's about how they learn. It's about laying that foundation for a schedule. And, my daughters went to preschool. And again, you could see the difference. You talk to any kindergarten teacher. And if you do a blind survey, I could guarantee that with 90% accuracy, they're going to tell you who was in preschool and who wasn't.
We know that charter schools are on the rise, not just in the state, but also in this region. What's your position on charter schools? Do you think they're a good option, as many supporters say, for choice, or are they just siphoning money from traditional public schools?
Well, I think it depends on what type of charter schools we're talking about. Are we talking about Detroit, where they've had an unmitigated disaster? Or are we talking about a system like New Orleans, where charter schools have been innovative? Charter schools were designed as laboratories of innovation, and so they have a place. They can be very effective, but if you're talking about a school that is just trying to bump up numbers, trying to mask over larger problems, then no, I don't think an open lottery is the only option when we're talking about charter schools. Otherwise, they're a no-go.
When you look at funding for schools, that's always the million-dollar question, to use a phrase. Federal, state, local funding, which entities need to cough up more, and how would you go about getting more money?
All three need to cough up more. You know, our budget is a statement of our priorities, and everybody says we care more about education than any issue. It's the number one issue when people poll, and I don't think we're doing enough. I mean, I think people are going to have to understand at the local level that the cost of that minimal tax cut that was passed the last couple of years means that TAs are going to be driving buses. That it's not a zero-sum game, but that's the way we can look at it. And, you know, if you don't understand, if you haven't been in a classroom in a while, you might think that TAs driving buses are fine, that TA is just a luxury. Go spend some time in your kid's classroom. It's not a luxury. That person needs to be there, and they need to be focused. So the county needs to do more. The state needs to do more. And the federal government needs to do more. And as a board member and a public official, I plan on advocating strongly for that.
And that's our time. Nelson Beaulieu, thanks so much for sharing your views with our listeners.
Thank you very much, Rachel. Good to see you again.
You too.